Now, first, let's look at the IRA. The IRA is not really an individual retirement account. The banks called it individual retirement accounts. The IRS says it's an individual retirement arrangement. Now, that does make a difference, okay? And so if you get publication 590 from the IRS, it will teach you about the individual retirement arrangements. Now, why does that matter? Again, let's remember our cookie jar as our investment. This is the investment. This is the mutual fund or something else. The banks wanted us to think the only way you could get the tax stuff was to open a bank account. All right? Actually, the individual retirement arrangement simply means the government will let you take a coat and keep some kind of an investment warm from taxes. All right? And so you can put a coat on it and keep the taxes out of it. That is an arrangement with the government that you can arrange around various kinds of investments. One is a bank account at a bank. Another is a mutual fund. You can have self-directed IRAs where you literally can buy real estate inside of your IRA or something like that. So the cookie jar could be a lot of different things. And what this is technically is a coat, an arrangement that keeps it warm from taxes. Does that make sense? Say yes. Good. Now, everyone with an earned income is eligible. You have to have an earned income except spouses who have a non-working spouse. Oh, that's a dangerous phrase. It's one of the dumbest things we say in North America, isn't it? We look at a young mother who has three toddlers at home and we say, "Do you work?" Duh, yeah, right. Okay? No, non-income producing is what we mean in the tax world, okay? Non-income producing. They have a segment that we'll talk about here in a second. But short of that, your child cannot do an IRA unless they have an earned income. An earned income. Now, the cool thing is, I knew this guy once who had a little toddler that did a diaper commercial. So Junior got like $7,000-$8,000 for doing this national diaper commercial. He was a baby model, you know? And so Junior had an earned income at 2 years old, 1 year old, whatever, could do, and they did IRAs with that earned income. But generally, you have to file a tax return, which they had to do, showing that you have an earned income with that child, then that child is eligible. So if you do not have an earned income, if you're on disability, you cannot do an IRA if you're 100% on disability. You have to have an earned income equal to what you're going to put in. Each person with an earned income can have an IRA up to $3,000 a year or $5,000 a year, depending on which year you're viewing this in. When a spouse has no earned income, they are also allowed to do $3,000 to $5,000 more. So let's say that, as an example, in our home, Sharon's a full-time mom, okay, and has been since our children were born. So as long as I earn $6,000 in a year, we can do $3,000 for me, $3,000 for her in an IRA, even though she did not have a, quote, earned income. Married filing jointly, my income covered and bled over into hers the way it should be. Okay. For years, the tax code penalized moms for being at home, and they were not allowed to do but only $250 more. Nowadays, of course, you can do the whole thing, and that's the way it should be. Now, remember, the IRA is not a type of investment. Sometimes people confuse the IRA with the IRA is the coat. It's the arrangement. The investment itself is the cookie jar. It's not a type of investment. It is. It gets virtually. It's the way the investment is treated for taxes. Now, do not confuse IRAs with IDAs. IDAs are individual development accounts for folks in lower income settings typically, where the government will match them in that setting for money for buying a new home, money for starting a small business, or money for education. Those are IDAs, not IRAs. We've got all these initials running around in our culture, and we need to make sure we have this stuff really clear.